Welcome, everybody, to the loudest podcast on the internet. I'm your host, Staris Kovatos. With us, as always, is Sarantia.
Hello.
What the hell are these Sephora kids that everybody keeps talking about?
Hashtag Sephora kids. I saw them in the wild the first time today. The 10-year-olds that play and treat Sephora like Toys R Us. I saw them in the wild for the first time. They were mostly fine. I fucking screamed the words Sephora kids, basically. I said that way too loud to you. I think I, like, poked you and I was like, hey, Sephora kids.
Can you just dumb this down? What is a Sephora? I keep seeing trending on Twitter. Everyone's talking about Sephora kids this and Sephora kids that. Like, lay it out for me.
Okay, ready? Imagine that you are a 25-year-old influencer, okay, and you do literally fucking nothing all day but consume content from influencers and make influencer content, okay, and you have millions of followers. And a big percent, you know what a big percentage of those followers are going to be? People who have a lot of time to watch social media. You know who has a lot of time to watch social media? Kids with parents who can't be fucked. The people that kids are consuming en masse these days are not Disney Channel stars or Nickelodeon stars, but influencers on TikTok. So the kids are wanting to act like influencers on TikTok, and everyone is collectively shitting themselves because 10-year-olds are going to Sephora en masse and basically just treating it like a Toys R Us.
Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of the sense I get. There are hordes of 10-year-olds that are ruining Sephora for everyone else.
I have heard that because allegations levied against the so-called 10-year-old Sephora kids include opening boxes of things that are not testers and smearing them around, stealing en masse to the point where... So I saw an employee of Sephora come on TikTok, I have no idea if this is true or not, and say, hey, when you steal the lip oils, the way that the Sephora system tells like what the truck to send to restock to the store is based on the sales data. So when you steal something, it isn't registered as being sold in the system. So the Sephora corporate or the Sephora warehouse assumes that it's still stocked. So that's why like all of these shelves are empty. It's because people keep fucking stealing. Being generally like rude and assholes, but I think a lot of the people complaining about quote Sephora kids are really just over exaggerating. Okay. I don't know, for no reason. They seem fine to me, except I saw one, Asterios, I saw one hit a vape pen in the store.
And you mean outside the store?
Inside the store, I saw her pull the vape pen, vape, and then do the thing that I do, like very quickly try to like dissipate the smoke by waving her hand around. And I was like, that's not going to work.
Yeah, all you're doing when you're waving around the vape is like waving at employees. Hey, look at all this vape I just vaped. Check out these sick clouds I just puffed.
So everybody hates the Sephora kids. That's the new villain of the week, is the 10-year-olds in Sephora. I've even seen videos of people being like, I work at Sephora and I told one of the Sephora kids' mothers that she shouldn't be using this product on her skin because it'll damage her skin barrier. It's like, fuck you, bitch. Yeah, if I was at Sephora kids, I would be like glaring daggers at you. That influencer I saw has the drunk elephant and I want the drunk elephant and my mom is about to buy me the drunk. Why are you fucking intervening? Why are you fucking shot blocking me here? Fuck you. Do you not want the commission?
I think I know what you're talking about here, because on the last episode of Dark Side Jills, you guys brought up that the Sephora kids are using something called retinol or Retin-A.
It's the only FDA approved treatment for like fine lines and wrinkles is retinol. And how it works is it's like peels your skin. So they say don't use it unless you're older because your skin is like you know how kids are still growing up? Well, your skin is an organ just like anything else. And it's still like your skin barrier isn't fully formed yet until you're an adult. So if you start putting acids and shit on it before it's like even there, you're going to have problems when you're an adult.
That's the sense I get, that these kids are applying like very harsh chemicals to their 10-year-old baby, just growing babies for skin, and they are apparently burning and scarring themselves for life. That's just what the internet is telling me. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much retinol they're actually putting in these products. Okay. Like, come the fuck on. It's not prescription medical skincare. You're at a fucking Sephora. Half of it is candy for your face, okay? Like, yeah, all right. You did this. You did this. You did this by following influencers and making them famous. Now we all have kids in our Sephoras. Fuck you.
I mean, it's amazing to me that everybody is upset about these Sephora kids and like, oh, they're ruining the Sephora experience. It's like, don't kids always want what their parents have and their parents have makeup? There's probably a million episodes of Young Sheldon where Missy like gets in mommy's like lipstick drawer and puts a bunch of lipstick and rouge and blush on their face. I mean, I think they sell like Fisher Price fake makeup and like fake beers for kids so they can like pretend to be mommy. Like, why wouldn't these kids want all these products?
When I was 10, you know what I wanted? Hamtaros.
You wanted these little Hamtaro pencil toppers.
Yeah, no, I think this is genuinely like, damn, wait, that puts this in context a little bit. Oh, fuck. Now, if these kids had these Hamtaros, they wouldn't be burning their skin.
All right, now, look, I'll tell you listeners a little bit about my Sephora experience. I really, really like going to Sephora with Rancho because it is the only way to get her to leave the apartment sometimes all week. Like, I'll see Rancho just like turning into like a fucking potato on. I mean, to be fair, you look so cozy on the couch.
A beautiful potato.
Rancho will be like wrapped up in two blankets. She'll have a little space heater aimed just like right at her, not like anywhere else in the room. She'll have her laptop. Is it fair to say that if I don't intervene, you will just like watch TikToks, play Age of Empires, and watch the same six episodes of Breaking Bad for weeks on end?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'll mention it. I will never watch anything new ever. I tried to start something new the other day and I rejected it. My body rejected it.
What did you try to start that was new?
I started watching The Florida Project on Netflix, and I was like, this, I don't want to watch this.
It's just a movie.
It's a movie.
It's not even a whole series. I thought you were like talking about like a serious time commitment, like a new TV show.
Well, I couldn't even commit to a new movie.
The other day, we tried to watch Ratatouille, and what happened?
I got bored.
Yes, because a movie, you can't just be on your phone for a movie. Even a movie you've seen before. Because Ratatouille, you're like, oh my God, it's Brad Bird's masterpiece. Oh, what a tight script. Oh, what great voice acting. You feel guilty about not paying attention to the movie, which is why Family Guy is the superior show. And Young Sheldon. Turn away from Young Sheldon. What are you going to miss? He's scared of some kind of food? He's scared of some kind of food in every episode, this Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon is really good. I love Young Sheldon.
I like Young Sheldon a lot. But the thing is, it's not new. Because we liked The Big Bang Theory, so we were like, we will give Young Sheldon a chance. And now we're deep into season 7 of Young Sheldon.
I feel like the people who wrote Young Sheldon are genuinely very funny. Like, much funnier than The Big Bang Theory.
Interestingly, a lot of the same exact writers.
Really?
Savage Steve Holland, creator of Eek the Cat. He's there, although he's taken the Savage out of his name. It's nice to see the Big Bang Theory writers get to write something that doesn't rely on someone being Indian and that being wrong. All right. But anyway, so look. If I don't get Rancho out of the house, she's going to bake. So what I'll do is I'll be like, if you leave the house with me, I will take you to Sephora and I will buy you something small. And that she fucking races to the car. There is like a Sarancha sized hole in the goddamn wall.
Like a cartoon character.
Like a fucking, like that Wile E. Coyote movie that's been ripped out of our hands. She will rip through the wall. Get in the car. She cannot fucking wait to go to Sephora.
It's so fun to just walk around and look at all the colors. Look at the bright, like, I feel like a squirrel. Like, oh, look at all the shiny stuff around.
Yeah, I like taking her to Sephora. She gets so excited we walk around Sephora. But, like, there's always a huge line at Sephora. So eventually we do this. Eventually, you know, I'll say, like, I'll get online. Give me the thing you want. And you can spend the next 20 minutes browsing products because it's like, look, this is all kind of lost on me. I enjoy Sephora. Like, kind of like if someone brings their kids to Disneyland. Like, look, they're not excited to see Goofy, but they're excited to see someone that they love see Goofy.
I see. Yeah. You're not interested in Fenty Beauty, but you're excited to see someone you love see the Dior lip oils and steal them.
Yes, exactly. It's really, really cute. It's So I'm online, and you know, I finally get to the front of the line. It takes a long time, and I give the lady the thing. I don't know what it is. It's like, I don't know, $20. Yeah, okay. I want to make my fiance happy, so I gotta give her the thing. And then she goes, "Did anybody help you today with your purchase?" And to me, this is clearly some sort of bonus thing where if I name an employee, they get a little bonus. Like, I don't know any of these employees' names. Why would I? That would be real weird. But I want someone to get the bonus. I don't want the bonus to go to waste.
Right.
So what I do, what I did, was I would say, "Yes, I think I was helped by someone who is expecting."
Violation.
And, you know, the lady would look confused. And so I, you know, and then I would do the thing where I kind of stick my hand out in front of my stomach as if to be like, there's like a ghost pregnancy belly here.
Oh, God, what the fuck?
And, you know, and I'd be like, yeah, you know, someone, I think she's like, you know, with, you know, I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Are you afraid to say pregnant? Like, what?
Hey, that's not nice.
Is that fetish now? Is that your porn rotted brain out? Is pregnant a fetish now?
That's not nice to say, like, I was helped by a pregnant lady. Like, that's so, I would say, like, I think she was in a family way.
That's gross.
And then I would use both of my hands to make, like, an even bigger, like, fake ghost stomach. And the lady would always look confused at me. Because she'd be like, I don't think there is anyone here who's pregnant. But then she would type in a name anyway. And here's why I thought this was so brilliant. Because either I'm giving a commission to a pregnant lady who needs this commission because there's a baby on the way, okay? Or.
And this is a big or.
The commission would be given to someone who might be mistaken for being pregnant.
Okay, see, that's interesting because, all right, now I understand theoretically why you would want an expectant mother to have some more money.
Yes.
You get kids are expensive.
Yes.
Why do you think a fat person needs more
now
money?
Now, that again, these are harsh words you're using. Pregnant, fat.
What term would you like me? Morbidly, let's just get past this. Obese.
Even that's visibly, got judgment. Someone of substantial carriage. Yeah, someone who's got more mass.
Who does the commission go to? Yeah, whichever one of your employees is closest to being on 600-pound life. That one. Okay, give it to her. Man,
there's a lot of judgment. There's a lot of judgment. Who should the commission go to? Your strongest. Your strongest employee.
Your most Rubenesque employee.
If there, again, there's judgment there. If a truck fell on you, the employee that you would go to lift the truck, that employee.
If you had to eat your way out of a paper bag, who would you hire to do it? If you had to eat your way out of a McDonald's bag.
Again, there's a
if
lot
you
of
were locked in the patty vault from that one episode of SpongeBob, who would you trap in there? Which of your employees would most end up looking like Squidward at the end of that with the thighs that fill the whole room?
Okay, see, your thickest employee. I feel like saying that someone is thick is a compliment now. And so there we go. Can we settle on thickest?
Close your eyes and imagine who you'd like to go to the bathroom least after. Give it to that employee.
There's a lot of, can't we just say you're most awe-inspiring? How about that?
You're at the office picnic, and one thing draws your attention. It's the half the mac and cheese is missing. Who would you point to? And you know there's only one plate gone, so who do you think did it? No. Just take a guess. It's just a thought experiment.
No. Now, look, I saw this as heads, a pregnant lady wins.
Tails, I get to call somebody fat. Brilliant.
Tails, someone who maybe society looks down on. So, because of our ethnocentric beauty standards, our Eurocentric beauty standards, these Kate Mosses, who've got to be on the heroin chic and the cigarette diet, falling between the cracks of the floor in that one episode of Family Guy.
Eurocentric. Yeah, I promise you, Gorlock the Destroyer is not popular in Asia either.
Maybe. You don't know what we like. So I was like, you know, this is great. This is great. I'm always helping someone in need. If I say I was helped by somebody who was known in the biblical sense.
That's disgusting. Don't ever say that again.
I've rarely had to get to that point. Usually the ghost hand and the fake belly, like, let them know what was going on.
I know a real easy way you could avoid getting to any point.
Okay.
It's to not randomly accuse people of being pregnant.
I'm not accusing anybody. Statistically,
you kind of are.
Statistically.
You're kind of accusing everybody of being pregnant if you think about it.
Statistically, one of the Sephora employees is either pregnant or the vastest of the employees. Even if every employee there was 90 pounds, someone's 91. That's how relativity works. That's the theory of relativity, is that one of them's relatively more colossal or stupendous. Can you tell I have pulled up a thesaurus because I ran out of pleasant ways to describe what I'm trying to describe?
Did you Google polite ways to say fat?
You mean Brobdignian?
What does that mean?
Towering.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a word.
Herculean,
wow.
Prodigious.
Thrumping? What does that say?
Oh, thumping.
Thumping? What does that mean? That's not fat.
No, well, you know, when their feet land on the ground, it's like a big thump, like a dinosaur. Thump, thump, thump.
Astronomic. Humongous. Mega. These are all words we can use to describe.
Isn't this nice? I pulled up a nice list of words you can use.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Let's see here. Let's see if there's any good one. I don't know. I don't think half of these are synonyms for fat, like whooping.
Whopping?
Whopping. I thought it said whooping.
Just stick with towering, okay?
Towering.
Can you just, again, someone who is one of the wonders of the world. That is the kind of language we should be using.
ChatGPT is getting worse, and maybe Google is getting worse in the same way. I don't know. I asked ChatGPT the other day to give me an average of a bunch of numbers, prices of things, and it gave me that thing at the bottom where it's like, which of these responses do you like better? And it was side by side two calculations, quote unquote calculations of the mean, but they both came out to different answers. And I was like, what? This is useless. There can't be. What? Give me the right one. I don't know which one is the right one. That's why I asked you to do this.
Yeah, we're slowly but surely poisoning ChatGPT, which I really like, because we're asking it to write like our Wonka shows, and we're asking it to write like episodes of Breaking Bad where Jesse Pinkman and Saul Goodman have sex in a limo. Like, we're ruining it. Humanity is destroying this poor, sweet, virginal AI.
I wonder if it would write us, I wonder if it's self-aware enough to write us a story about the unknown. And the Willy Wonka, the glass win.
Are you kidding me? It knows everything about the unknown now because it gave us the unknown. We're all so delighted by the unknown and we're like, give us more unknown.
Oh my God. Yes. Everybody on TikTok was like, I want to know more about the unknown. Tell me about the unknown. We need to, why don't we ask the creator of the unknown, ChatGPT?
ChatGPT finally made something we like. Let's stop looking at synonyms for larger. In fact, I'm going to close this list of synonyms for larger people because I think it's distracting us from the larger point, which is that I am a friend of the working person. It's why I tip at McDonald's, and it's why I make sure that somebody gets that Sephora bonus. I don't want that Sephora bonus just going into the trash. I want someone to get that Sephora gift card or that extra day of PTO. Would you rather it go to nobody? Because that's what's going to happen if I stop saying to give it to the pregnantest employee.
I'm just saying, if you say anything other than give it to your fattest person working here, it might be better. I don't know, like, you could say something like, I don't know, she had brown hair.
That's a much simpler solution.
Yeah.
Brown hair. I mean, or I guess I could be like, the one with glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, right, that's what happened. At first, I would be like, the one with glasses. And then sometimes the lady would say, there was no one on the floor with glasses today, sir.
Really?
That's why I switched to this.
What a
fucking
cunt.
people stopped questioning me when I switched to this.
Yeah, I sure wouldn't ask any follow-up questions if a guy said that to me.
You're gonna look, even if no one is actively wearing glasses right now, you're going to tell me that none of these Sephora employees have a prescription or a set of readers or fucking something?
Maybe you should pick another, like, variable quality that may or may not be true. Like, you could go up there and be like, who was the employee that helped you? The ugly one.
I feel like we're getting away from the solution, not closer to it.
She had a terrifying aura. You need to read the horoscope in the morning and then say whatever it is. Like, she had a very bright exterior.
Yes.
But I could tell that she only shows her true self to the people that she trusts the most.
The one with the rich inner life, who on the outside was a sea of calm, but on the inside was a roiling, bubbling cauldron of rage.
The one who's quiet at first until you get to know her, and then she's actually really crazy and funny and random.
What if I just go, you know who helped me the most today? You did, princess.
God. Beautiful nipples. Call me. It gives me the same energy as that. Like, here I was trying to give this nice girl $1,000 and let her know about one of her charm points, and I'm the bad guy because I said nice nipples on the receipt.
I believe the phrase was beautiful.
Excuse
nipples.
Excuse me, beautiful nipples, princess.
I got to admit, brown hair. I got a really good shot of making sure this bonus goes to someone if I just say brown hair. Brown!
Brown hair. Yeah, that's fine. Do that.
Instead of what I was doing?
This is pregnant. Yeah, you might as well. You're just basically calling people fat.
Now, look. This,
I hope you know that.
This is what I thought, because I had thought about that. I was like, well, how would that ever get back to the person that is getting the bonus? The cashier would have to, like, go out of her way. Like, the cashier would have to go like, hey, Clarissa, that guy just said you looked pregnant. Ha, isn't that funny, Clarissa? I'm here to hurt your feelings specifically, Clarissa. And if you hate Clarissa that much, then you're not putting your name down in the bonus in the first place. At the very least, Clarissa is getting this bonus in order for you to have said this mean thing to Clarissa. And you know what? Compliments don't pay the rent, princess.
Beautiful nipples do.
I mean, they can. They do more and more these days.
Yeah. No, who helped you today? The one with the beautiful nipples. Well, this thought that you created required all of three brain cells because do you assume like someone is actively pregnant in every Sephora or someone looks actively pregnant in every Sephora? Like, do you think these people who work here like don't know who's pregnant? Do you think it's just a surprise?
I mean, I assumed me being a dumb boy would carry a lot of the weight, which is how I live my life, basically. Like, I know that there are men that belong. I'm not saying like Sephora is not a space for men. It is not a space for men that look and act like me. Slouchy, wearing the same shirt that they bought in the year like 2003 and like refused to give up on for some reason. Unshaven, clearly in a Twitter argument at the time while they're online.
I'll tell you exactly what the cashier thinks when you say that. You say, give it to the employee was pregnant. She thinks to herself, nobody's on the floor today is pregnant. This guy's a fucking jerk. And she clicks a random name and hands you your bag and hopes you leave the store.
So you're saying she clicks a random name?
Yeah, I think she would do that if you said, like, the woman with the sweater, too. You know what? Sephora employees, I'll give you a hint. Here's a tool you can use in your toolbox. They have to wear all black. So if you say something stupid, like here's something a stupid boy would say. I don't know. She was wearing all black. That could be literally anybody.
This is, I'm not kidding. I'm having the usual suspects moment right now where I am realizing that they do wear all black. They're all wearing black. Like the black in the Sephora logo.
Yeah, that's totally what you'd do. You'd walk in, you'd pick something up, talk to one person, so she's wearing all black, and be like, oh, that must be a unique feature. And then walk to the cashier and be like, yeah, she was wearing all black. Without noticing that the cashier you're talking to is also wearing all black.
That's it. Okay. Now I got another tool in the toolbox. See, we are learning. Well, this is great. She had brown hair. Oh, there's no one here with brown hair, moron. Oh, she was wearing all black then. Cupcake.
Got you now, stupid.
Exactly.
I'm not just saying things.
Now, the reason I usually can't name anyone that's helped me is because people do try to help me at Sephora. And I kind of resent it because they come over to me as if they're like, hey, you don't belong here. Are you here to try to secretly photograph the, quote, Sephora kids?
Yeah, hi, pedophile. Are you here to take pictures of kids? Are you here to buy your girlfriend a gift or take pictures of kids?
They come up to me sometimes very indignantly where they're just like, I'm going to have to bounce this guy, aren't I? It's like all over their like body language. I can see them like secretly whispering into that little side microphone when they're asking if I need help. So I'm always like, no, I don't need help. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm okay. Like I don't want to talk to them. I feel goofy enough as it is being in the Sephora. But I do want them to reap the benefits of the corporate bonus program, which, again, I feel like we're not spending enough time on. And I feel like, why can't you just say, hey, Asterios, that's a really nice thing you're doing for the working man.
That's a really nice thing you're doing for the working fat man. Oh, I'm sorry, pregnant. Maybe sometimes pregnant. The pregnant employee. You're thinking, I'm the cashier right now, and here's my inner monologue. Pregnant employee? Huh. Well, I didn't know that any of my employees were pregnant. Well, Jenna's fat. Maybe she's pregnant. Jenna.
Yes!
You really think that's how people's brains work?
No. Yes!
She's gonna think nobody's pregnant right now. Wow, this guy's a fucking asshole.
I am fine with that. I am fine being the bad guy, okay? I don't mind playing the heel as long as somebody gets the bonus. You don't think I know I look and sound ridiculous when I'm saying that someone is in a family way? Of course that's not a normal thing to say. That's how far I'm willing to go to make sure that, like, the forgotten man, you know, the person who is left behind, the Jill lunch pail, gets her little corporate bonus, okay? I'm willing to be the bad guy because I look like someone who would mistake someone who is too big for someone who is pregnant. I look like someone who, and I also come off like someone who doesn't really know what's going on and is desperate to leave this Sephora.
Well, then maybe entering the Sephora in the first place is just too stressful of an experience for you. Maybe you're just not meant to see the Sephora kids.
Well, how else am I supposed to get you out of the house?
How else are you supposed to take pictures of kids? I don't know.
That is not what I said even a little bit. Hey, this conversation started with you and your refusal to leave the house.
My refusal to leave the house because why? Because you want to go take pictures of kids?
Okay. This is how bad it has gotten. We're trying to get you out of the house. We're trying to get Rancho into social situations now. And recently in the town newspaper, there was a thing that was like, ladies meet up. There's going to be a ladies meet up at this pizza place. Ladies are welcome to go to the ladies meet up. And I was like, Rancho, I hereby order you as the captain of this house to go to the ladies meet up. Bring some weed and make some friends.
You didn't order me to do shit. I discovered the ladies' meetup.
I'm the captain of the ship.
Very dishonorable. Anyway, continue.
Okay. So I was like, Rancho, it's for your own good. You gotta go make friends. I will drive you to the ladies' meetup like a mom would drive her son or daughter to the movies. Because I'm like, you're gonna be high as hell at this ladies' meetup.
Fuck yeah.
I know these ladies. They like to puff tough. I'll drive you. I'll go to Starbucks for 2 hours and do my work again. Kind of like when a mom drops their kid off on a pizza date and they just wait in the car.
You got to wait in the car on your phone. Man, Candy Crush was huge. Yes. For the invention. The invention of Candy Crush changed the way moms wait in the car forever.
Yeah. And changed how long kids could spend at Chuck E. Cheese with their friends. Because that mom's got to wait for those lives to regenerate. You know, so I'm waiting out there. I'm getting all these texts like, oh my God, I'm having so much fun. Can I stay longer? You mind if I stay longer? I'm like, oh, well, of course. I want you to have fun. I want you to make friends. So tell people about the ladies meetup.
Yeah, it turns out they really like to huff and puff and tough because they're all gay lesbians. Turns out it was a lesbian meetup. I didn't know that. I was like, I'm just lonely. I want to make some new friends. And I showed up and they're all lesbians. And it was pretty clearly a lesbian thing. And I was like, you know what? That's fine. I'll pretend to be a lesbian. This is cool. I don't care. Lesbians are fine.
I don't think it's fair to call a ladies meetup when it's a gay ladies meetup. It's three more letters. If you're trying to save money, you don't even have to say homosexuals. Three letters, G-A-Y, gay.
Yeah, the word gay was never included in any of the signage for the event. It was just referred to as like women's interest group.
Yes!
But that interest is licking pussies, I guess. And nobody got, and homegirl here didn't get the subtext, I guess.
How did you handle this? Did you start just creating like a fictitious lesbian persona? Did you tell people your name was like Sapphire and that you have a friend? Like, no, how did you do this?
I had a really good time. I had a really good time, but you are gay now. I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
You're not gay. You're non-binary. You're NB, so congratulations. You can make a lot more funny jokes now.
Don't I have a say in this?
I started, you're non-binary now. You do use they, them pronouns. So I've been calling you they when I'm there. And one person asked me, what's your partner's name? And I said, Asterios. And it was great.
That's perfect!
Because they looked at me with so much. It's awesome. I can use your credit card all the time and nobody looks at me weird.
That's fantastic. Okay, I didn't know you were doing that. But that's fantastic. Okay, so you were like, my partner couldn't make it tonight. They are at home working at their job.
Their job. They are at home working and they are smooth down there. Like a Ken doll.
Okay.
They do not have a big swinging penis between their legs.
This is good. You're technically not lying. Like you could say, they're the one that kept calling the Sephora employees fat. Arrest them. They're the one who keeps giving the mentally challenged McDonald's kid a dollar for some reason. Report them to the police. Do you know how many times in my life I've heard the phrase, get them out of here? On so many goddamn times. No one's ever like, he, him, spilled a drink on me. They spilled a drink on me.
They is the one that wants me to scoop his flagel, and I will not scoop their flagel. They's flagel.
If it's a flagel, it's inherently sort of scooped. I don't know why people want their flagels. Don't go to the bagel store then, okay? You can have it scooped, or you could have a flagel. A scooped flagel is just a bag of air. Get the fuck out of here.
I think that a scoop bagel is only acceptable if you're going to really fill it with something fun.
Yeah, cream cheese.
Like cream cheese and salmon or something.
Yeah, exactly. If you're scooping out what makes the bagel great, you better be slapping in something that makes the bagel better.
Right, you better have a really good replacement. I bought this book off the internet called The 100 Most Honorable Chinese Recipes, and a lot of them are just cold duck in the fridge. I don't know how common that is eaten, but if you're from mainland China and you've eaten cold duck in the fridge, call in and let me know how it is.
You bought a book called The 100 Most Honorable Chinese Recipes?
Written by a woman named Charlotte. I think it's from the 1970s. It's great.
It fucking better be from the goddamn 1970s. Do you think she released like a follow-up book, The 100 Most Dishonorable Chinese Recipes, Chinese food dishes to give to your layabout shiftless daughter-in-law?
I know exactly what you would include in that book.
I'm listening.
Could be. Firstly, I think beggar chicken should be included in dishonorable recipes because the story of that is a beggar stole a chicken, like a homeless guy stole a chicken, and then he covered it in mud and cooked it so no one would recognize it was a chicken. Then when he cracked the mud off, feathers came off, and it was good. The version in the book is much, it uses tinfoil, obviously, but I think that should be in the dishonorable recipes. I also think the eggs brined in piss should be the dishonorable recipes. Look up, I don't know the Mandarin name, but little boy eggs, they're called. They're marinated in urine.
You know what? I think it should be in the dishonorable recipes. You go to a fucking Panda Express and you ask for a small white rice and they're like, that'll be $4.99.
Yeah, that's very dishonorable.
I don't understand how a small honey walnut shrimp and a small white rice are the same price. Why are you selling these items by volume? Shouldn't you be selling them by, we had to kill a pig to get this thing?
Yeah, and fuck you, McDonald's, for making the McChicken $3.50. What the fuck? That was $1 like 5 years ago.
Okay, look, we're going to have to talk about McDonald's soon, but I want to swing us back to this party. So the second girls' night, I'm like, now I'm a little bit wise to it. So I'm like, well, I don't want anybody to see me and my big cock. So I'm like, Rancho, I'm going to drop you off in the alley. And I hid my face behind a McDonald's bag that I had been keeping because it has the new McDonald's manga on it. And every week when you go to McDonald's now, you can get a new chapter of this manga.
Oh my God, can we talk about this manga?
Of course we could talk about this manga.
Fuck that manga.
What?
Fuck the fact that these fucking cowards at McDonald's writ this manga on their fucking bag intentionally so it can be read both ways. Like either on every panel, there is either one speech bubble or the characters in each speech bubble are just making a general exclamation about something in their environment and they're not talking to one another. So it doesn't really matter what order you read them in. Like it'll be one person talking and then in the next speech bubble, so bold, this sauce is spicy. Like it doesn't matter which one you read it. So obviously they didn't want to do the work of explaining that you have to read it a different direction. So fuck you, McDonald's, for this is modern day for kids.
I know what you're saying. They've ruined something you love.
It's different and not right and wrong, and you're bad for doing it. Did you know something else I learned a couple of days ago? That Morgan Spurlock, the guy from Super Size Me, was an alcoholic the whole time he made that movie.
Where did you learn this?
On TikTok.
Okay.
Which is great because it's so many scenes in that make perfect sense now. And I was so uncritical of it when I watched it as a teenager. Like the doctor is like, wow, this is crazy. You're pickling your liver. You have fatty liver disease. Like, this is crazy. I've never seen fast food do this. And the guy is like, well, guess I'm the first one. Guess I'm pickling my liver with the fast food then. Guess that's what's giving me cirrhosis.
So you're saying all those scenes where he woke up puking, one because of the Big Macs.
Yeah, oh my God, that scene where
because of the big 40s he was pulling down.
When he wakes up, eats a quarter pounder and fucking pukes. Like, dude, fuck off. You're probably so hungover. Oh my God, that's true. What if he was just planning on doing this anyway? And he was like, I'm going to film it and call it a social experiment. What if he was just on a bender? He was like, fuck this. Yeah, I'm going to make $1 million. He also directed Fun Little Fat Kids, the One Direction movie, One Direction, This Is Us.
I did not know that.
Fun fact.
I did not know the super size. They got the super. Yeah, because he was known for his dynamic and bold visual style of like making a movie that looks like it was shot on like a security camera from the 1980s about a guy with weird hair throwing up in a parking lot. Yeah, this guy will make Shane look incredible. I assume one of the One Direction guys is named Shane.
That's like a BoJack Horseman joke. Boys, we're getting the Super Size Me guy to do your movie.
The movie that looks really, really shaky, and we assumed it was because he was eating so much McDonald's, but it was actually that he was actively having the DTs while making this.
Morgan Spurlock, is that the dude from the potato chip commercial? The McDonald's documentary, BoJack.
Okay. All right. I just want to say this about McDonald's real. Actually, no, I'll save this for the end. I want to get back to the party. So I hid my face behind a McDonald's bag. Rancho goes in. What, you came out a little bit sad this time.
I was so upset. I got outed as straight.
They doxed you?
They doxed me in real life as being straight. A straight white male.
How could they tell? I hid my face. I did my part.
They could fucking tell because you had to register to vote. And I lied about registering to vote. And they went and looked at my address and they saw your name. And they were like, oh yeah, we went to your house and saw your husband's big, fat, swinging penis.
Tell this little story.
So one of the women there was running for city fuck you or something.
I don't know. Alderman.
Yeah. City.
Comptroller.
They were running for keeper.
Yeah.
They were running. They were running for giver, yeah. Town giver, and
town. There's a lady running for town crier. Got it.
Exactly. So it comes up to me. And it's like, hey, are you registered to vote? And I was like, yeah, I think I did.
You said you think you did. That's a straight up lie.
Yes, that is a lie.
You are not registered to vote.
And I never will be.
Because, and as you've told me in the past, you think voting is stupid.
I'm not going to vote. I mean, I'm sure as shit not going to vote in a city comptroller election.
Okay. But you tell the lady that you are registered to vote, right?
Yeah, thinking that we would just be like, okay, cool, and be done, fucking done with it. But no, this bitch whips out like a stapled packet of names and addresses. And it's like, okay, I'm going to look for you. And I was like, fuck. So she starts going through, and obviously I'm not on this list because I'm not registered to vote.
Now, when we tell people we live in a small town, this is how small of a town we live in. You can just carry around, like, in your purse, every registered voter's name. It's not that big. How big was this bag of paper?
Like, less than an inch thick.
Yeah, and that's every voter in our town.
Well, every voter in our town does not include Sriracha. Was not in there. But guess who was fucking registered to vote?
Me.
You.
Yeah, because I'm a nerd like that. I like to vote. I vote early. I vote in town elections. I vote in off year elections. I'll vote all over the place. I'll vote all over you. So they looked up our address.
Yes, and I'm not even 100% sure. When you register to vote, do you give them your gender?
That, no.
I'm not 100% sure how she got your gender from that, but she did.
She got my gender?
Yeah, and she clocked you as a man.
So she pulls out this packet of paper. She goes to our address.
And she's like, no, you're not registered, but your boyfriend is. And I was like, oh, fuck. I've been outed.
She said it like that?
Yeah.
She said it in that shit-eating way. You're not registered to vote, but your boyfriend is. This lady likes cocks.
She likes riding the big fat cock.
If it isn't the baloney pony cowgirl herself, Sriracha.
Yeah, so I got outed as a non-lesbian.
When this happened, did somebody like stop a record like in real time? Did like somebody drop a glass? Did like a vape fall out of somebody's mouth?
Yeah, everybody collectively dropped their vape. And the music stopped at the same time. So the music stopped right before they all hit the ground. So it was just a symphony of, and then click, 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 as all the vape carts just fell to the ground.
But you scooped up a bunch of them on the way out, right?
Oh, yeah. I was eating them. I pulled out the remote from click and then put them all in my purse.
But the thing is, my I have a weird name. Asterios Kokonos.
Yeah.
I think that lady was bluffing.
I don't think so. She said it with such confidence.
That's how you bluff. You don't go like, I have a full house. You go, read them and weep, cowboys. I got a lot of aces and a lot of eights.
Yeah, I didn't correct her either. So that was the final nail.
You didn't correct her?
No.
Okay, so look, there has to be a way to fix this. Now, as I was driving you home, you were so sad that you got outed straight on the ride home.
I know. I can't believe it. Being straight is like being...
I know. It's the new Scarlet Letter.
It is a new Scarlet Letter.
Yeah, I can't think of anything lower or worse. You said... Why are they... You said they're coming to our house. Why are they coming to our house?
LGBTQA. How about an S for straight? How about a C for Christian? No, they're coming to our house because one of them, I'm not registered to vote, so I wasn't registered to sign the paper. Like, there's collecting signatures because it's one of those things where, like, you need enough signatures to be able to run.
Oh, to get on the ballot in the first place.
Correct. Okay. So I wasn't eligible to sign, but you were eligible to sign because you were registered to vote.
And a male. And a boy.
Exactly. So they are going to come and put your balls in a cage.
Okay, now I think what you told me on the ride home was that they were going to come here to try to canvass my signature.
They're canvassing your testicles into a cage. Oh, they're canvassing, all right.
That's not how canvassing works.
They're castrating. I meant castrating.
What?
I misspoke. You didn't hear me correctly.
Now, isn't the solution for this to have me dress up like Mrs. Doubtfire and be like, hello, It's me, Asterios Kokonos.
You should get really defensive to be like, oh, I thought you were calling me a man because I have a full beard and a penis.
Well, I mean, I'm not shaving the beard. I'm not shaving the beard for this bit.
Yeah, and, no, leave it. Leave it on.
And I will have my dick out. It's my house, my rules, my cock.
It's 2024. They can't say that a woman can't have a full ass beard.
Hello! Let me give this the old signery dinery do. And then I'll be like, look, guys, I'm sorry. I'm not really Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm trying to reconnect with my kids.
Oh my God, wouldn't it be fucking funny?
Me and my wife are going through a divorce, and this is the only way I get to see my kids.
Wouldn't it be funny if you showed up and you closed the door and you were like, I have to tell you something. I'm not really a woman. She thinks she's a lesbian.
Don't tell Saransha.
Don't tell her.
Things have snowballed. The time to tell her that I was not an old British lady was 6 or 7 years ago when we first met, okay? That ship has sailed.
She thinks this old British lady gives the best cuddlingas in the world.
Do you think I could fix it with my Mrs. Doubtfire play?
I think you could. I think you could, but if you don't, and you don't sell it hard enough, remember, snip, snip, straight in the cage for 24 hours.
It's not even Locktober.
It's not even Locktober, but we're already locked in to great savings on cock cages.
They're telling me they're starting a whole new thing called Lockuary.
Lockuary.
Cageuary.
Large. Cage lie.
Carch. You know, you also put hamsters in a cage. Maybe we put my boys and some of your Hamtaro hamsters in the Ham clubhouse.
You're a sick pervert. Get away. You're going to keep my hamsters away from your fucking testicles, you sick pervert. I'm going to call the police.
What are you going to tell the police?
That my fiance put his
balls... We are not talking about caging my ass. We're talking about caging my balls. You're moving the goalposts again.
This is what you
people do.
I hope you get bit.
By the hamsters?
On your testicles.
I hope I don't get bit on my testicles. All right, listeners, this is pretty much the end of the show, but I do want to let you know that I read all of your comments and all of your emails and all of your DMs telling me to not tip the person who brings you the McDelivery at McDonald's.
Yeah, why are you tipping them in the first place?
I mean, you know what? That's irrelevant because I said I would do whatever you people said, even though you're all wrong. And much like me at Sephora, I'm a friend of the working person and I'm just trying to help the working person. But I said whatever you guys voted, I would do.
You're a friend of the working person unless they're fat, pregnant, or autistic.
I put up a poll on Twitter.com. Should you tip the McCurbside delivery person? Rancho, would you like to guess what the voting spread was?
I'm going to guess that 30% of people said, yes, you should.
You're shockingly correct. 27.6% of people, so practically 30%.
Honestly, I'm amazed it was that high.
Said that you should tip. A whopping 72.4% of people said, don't tip. That's fucking crazy. You're just confusing them. Stop. You're going to get them fired. You're going to get them in trouble. I have a couple of comments here I'd like to read.
I'm ready.
Dramatically Red wrote, Asterios, you are ruining tipping. And if anything, Rancho underreacted.
Yeah, exactly.
Mo Sherman wrote, you sure do seem to hate having money.
You really fucking hate. I can't believe you do that. That's so wild.
And I have one more little Twitter comment here. Matt, aka Matsta, wrote, come. Now that's not really, I take that as a vote for me.
There is some guy who comments the word come on literally everything you post. And I think that guy is the most consistent thing in my life right now.
I love that guy. That guy's great.
Don't ever stop doing that, guy.
It's funny every single goddamn time.
It's just the word come. And it's so incredibly funny to me. I don't know why.
I did tip a couple of times this week knowing that my tipping window was coming to a close.
It's never coming to a close. Just accept it. Just accept that you can't help yourself.
I said I won't tip anymore. I said I will respect the listeners and I will know. So I will not tip anymore at the McDonald's. A lot of people said if we start tipping at the McDonald's, then they're going to expect it every time and then they're going to reduce the already minimum wage to a tipped minimum wage, and I'm going to destroy these McDonald's employees' lives.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told you.
I know that's what I'm admitting fault. Put my balls in jail, I'm admitting fault.
It's like the ducks. You can't give them bread because then they're going to come to rely on the bread.
Okay, I'm done. But this week, I tipped my last dollar, the last dollar I will ever tip to a curbside delivery person. Usually, when I hand them the dollar, they laugh. They don't know what to do. They're confused. This girl, just right in the pocket. I was so proud of this girl. I handed it to her. She doesn't say thank you. She doesn't make eye contact. She immediately hides that shit. She knows she's going to get in trouble for that shit, but she wants the dollar anyway. That girl and me are like this. We are simpatico.
Oh, I bet you are.
Why'd you say that? Why'd you say that, Rancho?
Because the gentleman of whom we were discussing last episode, the one that works there and has the special condition.
The friendly one.
She has the same condition. To a lesser degree, but it's very much present.
There is a new employee at this McDonald's. So I, look, I'm out in the car. There was a curbside mix-up with the app. Because we were trying specifically to order the anime sauce.
Yeah, the anime sauce, which is bullshit, by the way.
Why is it bullshit?
It's fucking bullshit because it's repackaged spicy chili. It's spicy chili sauce. Does nobody remember when we had spicy chili? We've already had spicy chili. It was, and I get it. There's only so many combinations of corn syrup and like tomato paste you could do, but this is just repackaged old sauce. It's not something novel. It's not something new. It's just in a slightly different like container. So
it's in a cool container with Japanese writing on it.
Thumbs down. Give me a better sauce or a new item or pie or something. Give us a new pie. We haven't seen a new pie in a while.
Yeah, no, look, I agree with you. We deserved more. But look, it's McDonald's now. Isn't that fun?
That's fun. I like the s'mores pie. That was good. The last time they did anything interesting with the pies was the s'mores pie. And that was like fucking 10 years ago.
That was fucking fantastic. Yeah. God damn, that was good.
I'm into it.
And we're here for you, listeners. Thank you so much for listening to The Loudest Podcast. If you want to hear even more from us, we have hundreds of bonus episodes at patreon.com/Asterios. You give us just $2 a month, you will get so much content. And then we will take your money and we will not spend it at McDonald's.
And we will spend it on hamsters. Call in and tell me your favorite Hamtaro hamster.
Call in and tell us your favorite Hamtaro hamster. Rancho, you got anything else?
No, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.